This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3822 for Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled, A Tale of Wonder, Angst and Woe. It is hosted by Bookworm and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, dissecting a COVID watch issued by Hong Kong Department of Health.
Greetings, Hacker Public Radio. Bookworm reporting from a cave on a hill near fresh water. So, I wanted to go ahead and submit another episode. This will be my third this year. Trying to do my part, I guess I could call it a New Year's resolution. I've been listening to Hacker Public Radio for a long time, and I've only submitted 2 episodes prior to this year. Wanted to try to contribute and do my part. So, today's story is a tale of wonder, angst, and woe. In December of last year, 2022, I traveled to Hong Kong for work. At some point, either en route or in country, I contracted COVID. I'm not going to point any political fingers, not going to say anything about points of origin or anything of that nature. That's beyond the scope of Hacker Public Radio and my interest. It's a virus. It exists. I caught it. Period. End of story. Backing up a step. In preparation for the trip, I was required to have a negative PCR test before I could even board the plane from the United States, as well as proof of vaccination and at least one booster shot. I provided a link to the Hong Kong Department of Health declaration form that I had to complete. Upon arrival in Hong Kong, I was required to quarantine for 3 days. All visitors were at that time. I believe that rule has since changed. As well, I was required to take a rapid antigen test, referred to locally as a RAT, every day for the first 7 days. Also, on the second full day in Hong Kong, I was required to take another clinical PCR provided at a health center free of charge. And I've also included a link here for the electronic COVID-19 monitoring and surveillance system that was required for all visitors at that time to use. On the third day, I received my PCR and rapid antigen test back as COVID positive. By law, I was now required to quarantine in my hotel until I could test negative on 2 consecutive days. Since my symptoms were very mild and just a mere irritating sniffle, not even constant, and a low-grade temperature of maybe 1 or 2 degrees above normal, I could stay in the hotel and was not required to transfer to a public health center. I was also required to register that positive result on a government website. That registration kicked off a series of events, including a visit from a health representative. He stood in the hall, masked, we both were. I was not permitted to leave the room. I was required to install an app on my phone called Stay Home Safe, and to wear a wristband that he issued and connected to my wrist that I presume was a GPS and possibly a pulse and temperature tracking device as well, and it connected to my phone by Bluetooth. He confirmed the app was installed, synced it with the watch, and went his merry way. Now, as I kind of hinted at earlier, most of China's quarantine policies have changed in the weeks since my visit, and they were indeed in a state of rapid flux during my stay. Current policy, I've provided a link to that. The watch, as I will now refer to it, was a sealed white vinyl or PVC with a sticker label on top. I didn't want to risk any repercussions for tampering with the watch, so I wore it as prescribed and stayed quarantined for the allotted time. As I said, it did require me to stay confined until I tested negative on 2 consecutive days. This took 8 days for me. After my eighth day of quarantine, I removed the watch and went about the original task that I'd been in Hong Kong for a couple of days, and then eventually returned to the United States. After returning home, and having long since removed the Hong Kong SIM card, remove the app, and of course on day 9 removing the watch. I did put it in my baggage and bring it home with me, and so I am now free to begin my investigation. Now, when I had removed the watch, the only thing that I have that had on hand that would cut the PVC or vinyl strap was a steak knife. I'd cut it as close as possible to the clasp, but at this point, since I'm not ever going to wear it again, I did notice that there was a faint copper band through the middle of the strap. And so, mindless of the wires that I figure were probably an antenna or sensor, went ahead and cut with an X-Acto as close to the casing on the watch as possible. Of course, my intent is to preserve the content of the casing without damage, and really don't care about the content of the strap. After removing the vinyl that encased the watch head itself, the remnant of the band antenna was visible through the bottom of the body on the housing on either side. The top reveals the Bluetooth activity button, which is covered by a patch of clear tape that also protects 4 Phillips head screws. Remove the tape, remove the screws, and the casing came open very easily. Inside was a simple, I'd say maybe a little bit larger than an American quarter dollar coin circuit board. The bottom of which was just a simple CR2050 watch battery. The top was the Bluetooth activation button, the connectors for the ribbon cable antenna, I guess it was, and a couple of small programmable chips, and that's it. Now, I've not been able to identify anything from the markings on the chips. If anybody can, I welcome and invite comment on this show. I have included a picture that is a close-up detail of the chip identification numbers for aiding that process. Now, the only piece of writing in Chinese on the circuit board was one character that Google Translate tells me means short. So, whatever it is, there's a short there. And it looks like it was intentional since it's labeled to do so. Beyond that, I have no clue what the actual function of the watch was. Again, I presume it was GPS because it was tied to my phone. They wanted to make sure I didn't leave the room, and I did not until I was legally able to do so. But again, I invite anybody to try and research those chips, see if they can tell me what it is. I would greatly appreciate it. It would put a huge dollop of salve on my burning curiosity. So, that's my tale of wonder, angst, and woe. I'm feeling much better now, thank you for asking. No additional signs of COVID in my body. No additional contact with people who have been tested positive or are currently positive that I'm aware of. But I hope you all stay well, I hope you all stay safe, and I hope to talk to you again in the not-too-distant future. Have a good day. I've put a link in the show notes for link to the show notes on a real quick webpage that I've put up on a free hosting site. You'll note that the website itself I mostly generated by using the ever popular and ever controversial chatbot GPT and editing the scripts that were generated there in the Bluefish editor. In order to see this show notes, you'll need to select on the category HPR episodes, and the subcategory title is COVID. Thanks again, and have a good day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.